Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay.
Okay, let's roll.
Hey.
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
I just thought I would sit at the table and just... I just feel a bit lonely at the moment, to be honest. So I just wanted to come and sit here just because this is sort of my safe place.
Well, I guess it's a happy coincidence that I'm here too, because we've actually got to record the podcast now, so...
Well, I mean, we can record the podcast because we're together. I just feel like you should know that sometimes I like to be apart from you.
Yeah. Well, the feeling is mutual.
I don't think it is. I think that you actually quite enjoy being around me a lot more than I enjoy being around you. I can see you in the morning when you wake up and you're going to record a podcast with me, you're like, I get to hang out with Jamie again. That's what you think.
Is that what I think?
Mm.
No. Yeah. No, it's more like, I wonder if Jamie's going to be wearing his leggings again.
Why do you think about me in my leggings?
Because it's actually, it gives me nightmares.
Why? So wait, I'm in your dreams now as well? I told you, you're dreaming about me, you're thinking about me, you're basically in love with me.
I guess a nightmare is technically a dream, so yeah.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. Join me as always is Francis Boole.
Welcome.
Do you know what, did you listen to Charlotte Crosby's podcast, by the way, last week?
Yes.
Or not last week, the other week?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you know what she called you?
What?
She called you by your full name.
What was that?
Francis Boole.
Oh, that's not my real name.
She called you Francis Boole.
Yeah, actually, you know, that's not the correct pronunciation, but obviously I wasn't there to correct her, so I could just to clear that up, everyone listening, it's not Boole. There's no accent on the E, so...
You know we did In Bed With Jamie with her, and we actually phoned you up.
Yes, I remember, and you asked me if I fancied her or something.
What did you say?
What did I say? I think
you said, who was she? You said, who is she?
Yeah, at the time, I didn't know which one you meant. Which one you meant? I knew that she was one of the two people on that program who I don't know if I fancy any of them. So,
but do you know that from that actual podcast, right? We had 28,000 listeners on the podcast. 28,000. Dude, that's like a football stadium.
Yeah. So let's, guys, let's just make of that what you want.
Yeah, and so the
everyone listening, this just is that's up to you to make of what you want. That's 28,000 people, one episode. Cheers. Cheers.
Look, just close your... It's not one episode, though. That's on the day. So when we launch the episode, that's just one day. So it could be more. It could be more than 28,000.
So basically, it's the accumulation of all of the episodes we've done. Mm-hmm. Listening on that one day. So just like, think about that, you know, like imagine, close your eyes and just imagine that we're
okay,
actually
wait,
sitting.
Hang on, let me do this. Yeah. Hang on, so do it. Okay, go. I'm going to click.
Okay, close your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're sitting at a table on a grassy pitch.
Yeah.
Around us, the cheers, the laughter of 28,000 people. in Wembley Stadium.
What? Why would you make Wembley Stadium? Wembley Stadium seats 80,000 people. It would be half empty.
Yeah, I know, but we've got to leave room for the rest of the listeners to come in.
But it'd be... It would be half empty if you had Wembley Stadium.
We don't want people to think that we're full. We actually have plenty more room for other people to listen, share. Actually, do you know what, guys? Part of the, part of the best way actually to spread this podcast is to think of someone that you know. I'm talking to you, by the way.
Who is it, listener? Who is it again?
I'm talking to you directly to you. If you know someone who you think might find this podcast funny, just drop them a WhatsApp. Just say, hey, mate, check this out.
They may not have WhatsApp.
Well, I mean, okay, Telegram.
True, or something simpler.
Yeah, but most people have WhatsApp at the moment. So, just drop them a WhatsApp or even do a WhatsApp broadcast message to say, guys, I think you guys will all find this funny. Check it out. I've been listening. It's hilarious. Join in. Join in the fun. Join the community. You've got a community building up.
That's true. And also, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the podcast circle. We are very friendly. We're very nice. And we talk about our private parts as we always do. And I got a little bit of an insecurity, I got to tell you, by the way, Francis.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so I picture, right? When people take a picture of me, I picture really badly.
You photograph badly.
Yeah, I photograph really badly. To the point I went to my friend's play last night. Okay, you know Cressida Bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I went to her play last night and we had a very funny moment where I was walking, and this is our private parts, so we can talk with this. So I was walking out of the theatre last night and I was walking up the stairs and I got, as I was getting closer to the top of the stairs, there was about 15 paparazzi waiting there.
Waiting, you thought for you.
Well.
Or wishfully.
No,
thought,
well. Yeah. You know what? I didn't think anything at the time. I thought, oh, they must be here for Cress, obviously, because it's Cress and things like that. Got to look, they started going crazy, you know, all those photographs. And I was like, okay, whatever, fine. Anyway, I looked at the photos this morning. I look fucking... Firstly, why didn't you tell me that I have a fat head? Honestly, my head.
God, you know, actually, I meant to, but...
Shall I show you what I end up looking like?
You always forget to say these things until it's too late.
What do you,
well, at least now you know.
But honestly, it's really like upsetting almost. I want to find this. Here we go.
I thought you were going to say, why didn't you tell me I have this massive spot on my forehead?
Listen, I've got a little bit of acne. It's not my fault. But look, honestly, look at
this. I thought you got hit in the head skiing or something. You crashed.
I didn't get
crashed into a tree. Didn't you?
Look, is this the face of a happy man? I'm going to click on one for you. Here we go. Look there. Look at that one.
Oh my God.
They've put another chin underneath my original chin. I don't know why they've done that. Do you know, I just look bizarre. I look like... This isn't even the worst one. There's one of me coming out, which I have just the fattest head in the world. Anyway, I didn't...
Go on, let's see.
No, I'm not going to show you anymore.
All right. Well, I just wanted to describe it in great detail to our listeners.
I wanted to tell you this just before we get our guest on, because I don't want to talk about the fact that, obviously, I am, you know...
You are what?
You know, people get nervous when they come in here because I am.
You're fat-headed.
No. Guess again. I am...
Acne-ridden.
No. Funny, though. I am famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, people get scared.
Oh.
They get really scared about it, and that's what happens.
What about the people that don't care?
well, you say that, but obviously from all the paparazzi last night, they did.
Oh, the paparazzi cared, yeah.
No, they didn't care. I told you that story once when I went into Cuckoo, this nightclub in London, for all of our listeners.
You're always at the nightclub.
I wasn't always there. It was in my younger years, and as I walked in, they went, who wants a photo of the bloke from Made in Chelsea? And everyone just laughed.
Yeah.
Not one photo was taken.
Back in those days where you used to love clubbing. You used to demand that I called you the king of clubs.
No, I never said that.
Yeah, you did. You demanded it of me. I said, Jamie, I'm not going to call you that. That's weird. And you were like, no, I insist.
I've never asked you to call me the king of clubs.
Well, that's not how I remember it.
However, the king of clubs is my favourite card in a deck of cards.
Is it?
Yeah, what's your favourite card?
Probably the king of hearts. Because I'm a lover and a fighter.
Okay, so our guest today is a guy called Rhys James.
Oh, yeah. Rhys James, I know that name.
Yeah, very good stand-up comic. Okay, so he's done things like...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a girl.
I was thinking of... what's her name? Rhys Witherspoon.
You were thinking of Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. You thought our guest today was Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
What are your favourite... Who are your favourite Reese's in the world? Oh, cupcake Reese's. Great. Delicious.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces. Katie Reese.
Reese.
Reese Gray. Reese, what's his name? Reese Ephens.
Yeah, that's him. From Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Reese, the guy who played Gaston. Yeah, you know, and Beauty and the Beast. What's that one?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know him?
No. The Reese, I'm a big fan of Reese's in general.
Do you think you could ever do stand-up comedy?
I don't know. Maybe I've kind of had a... You know, actually, funny enough, I used to have an idea that I wanted to do it back when I was at university, and I was kind of...
You became too scared, right?
No, because it actually... Do you know what's quite lame? Because obviously I was going out with... Jack's sister at the time, and I didn't want to do it because I thought that it would look like I was copying Jack.
You're speaking of Mr. Jack Whitehall. Yeah. So you didn't want to do it just because they thought that
I was just like, no. I mean, it's kind of a stupid reason, but I was just like, no, actually, it would look like I'm just trying to be Jack, wouldn't it?
That is true. You shouldn't follow your dream because someone else is doing it.
No, that's just
our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, don't take a leaf out of my book on that one. If you want to be a stand-up comic, go ahead. But maybe, you know, it's never too late. Actually, a lot of the
guy that I was thinking of, by the way, the guy who's Gaston, is Luke Evans. Nothing to do with Reese. He's Welsh, and
you're
Welsh.
Thinking of Reese Evans.
Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned him already.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, welcome to the party, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Reese James. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Reese in the house.
That suits you.
Yeah. What? Sorry, I didn't know. I felt I had to say something.
Is that what you do when people cheer? You just go, whoever's in the house. Is that what you say?
Recently, that's what I've been doing. I don't know why.
Did you just recently? I quite like that.
Reese.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. You know what? I should use that.
You should use that.
No one's ever told me that before.
Yeah.
No one's ever told me how well my name puns.
Reese, actually, you were just being a bit diva-ish just a second ago, weren't you?
Oh, just a bit, mate.
Well, I realised, so you're saying your headphones, you didn't like your headphones, you wanted
some people. They were too loud. It was just too garish.
So you don't like wearing headphones or anything like that when you do a podcast or radio?
No, I need to feel loose, you know?
Do you have a thing about your ears? You don't like things touching your ears? Because I know someone like that.
Yeah. Famously, love things touching my ears.
Really?
A bit too much, actually, and that's why it's best for safety that I don't put these on, but I have now. So
that's actually
good luck to you.
That's actually interesting. You know, do you have any like weird sort of phobias, Reese, or something like that, where like weird phobias of like people touching your feet or people touching your ears or anything like that?
I was literally the opposite of all of this. I'm bang up for all of it. I'm too up for all of it, and it's a bit frustrating because no one will do it. Phobia is that no one will touch my feet and ears. And that phobia comes true on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You have that, Francis, don't you? Where
what?
You have like some weird phobias. You don't like people touching your neck or something?
No, I don't like bits of burst balloon. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Polystyrene. Also, can't stand my nipples being touched. Can't stand it.
Mate, I have this.
I've got the most sensitive nipples in England.
Okay, wait.
Really?
I
didn't realise there was a...
Well, you need to get a new copy of the Guinness Book of Records, mate, because I'm in it. It's horrible. What's your beef with it?
Okay, so I have exactly the same thing. On my left nipple, if I touch it, I always think about this song, "Nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'd rather go and eat worms," and I get depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I swear.
If you touch your left nipple,
yeah.
You think about that song.
Yeah, and I feel
like your
sad.
Nipple is a radio dial that just tunes into that station.
That's weird. So I think maybe that's something to do with overproduction.
What happened? No, something must have happened to you.
Well, no, I think...
Hypnosis, or you got bullied in a certain way.
Molested.
People. No.
Yeah. Why do you always go to that?
I was trying to keep it... Okay, right. You've set the tone now. I can say what I like.
It's actually true.
This is a free space. You can, you know, this is not a safe space, just to warn you.
Great.
In case you need a safe space. We don't have one.
Only nipple-wise.
You've walked into an unsafe space, Reese.
Before we kick things off, though, we should probably introduce to our listeners, Reese James, why don't you introduce yourself to our 28,000 a day listeners?
What do you mean a day?
Well, on the last Friday when we launched Private Parts, we had 28,000 listeners in the day.
Okay, 28,000
in one day.
So that's like a football stadium.
You can't
like
say, half of, that's no, not a quarter how statistics, of Wembley. Statistics don't work like that. You can't say a day if one day it happened.
That does. It does 100%.
I have a birthday a day, by that logic.
No, you don't.
I do. It was my birthday on that day.
Well, okay. Well, if you want to look at
is
like
this
that,
a good introduction? Is this what you were looking for?
I'm Rhys James and I'm very pedantic and no one really likes me. But I only know that when you touch my left nipple.
Okay, why don't you explain to our 28,000 listeners a day who you are, where you're from, what you like to do?
Okay, I'm Rhys. I'm a comedian. I'm from Hertfordshire.
Oh, Hertfordshire. Where in Hertfordshire? Watford?
Harpenden.
Harpenden.
Does that mean anything to you guys?
I think I've driven through it.
Yeah. Oh, you would have done, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
When have you driven through it? That's the biggest lie.
No, I think I've... On the way to St. Albans.
Yeah, on the way to St. Albans to see the cathedral.
So you chat so much shit. When have you driven...
St. Albans is the most overlooked city in the country.
What do you mean?
Yeah, would you stand
Well, actually, it was ranked as the most overlooked because there's so much there, apparently. It was in the Telegraph the other day and it said St. Albans is the most overlooked.
Overlooked?
Wait, hang on,
overlooked
guys.
City
hang
in the
on.
Country.
Can we get this? Do you mean overlooked by you stand in a tower and you overlook it?
I mean that people...
Yeah, it's a valley.
People... Well, no. I think people just don't appreciate how much it has to offer.
I don't. I appreciate it.
Do you? Well, you're one of
one of the few overlookers. Yeah, you know? I'm a truther.
So
you are
exactly trying to get the word out there.
Yeah.
But Rhys, I suppose what we need to ask you first is: so you're a stand-up comic, right? And there's two that we had Russell Cain on the show, and we're talking about a lot of different things. Do you, as a comic, this is probably the most question you get asked. Do you feel like you have to be funny the whole time, or can you kind of like step in and out of being a comic in a sense?
I, you know what? I'm going to say I don't feel like I have to be, so that if I'm not,
yeah,
it's not really embarrassing. So yeah. No, I feel like you can just be honest and have a chat with a couple of guys and just chill out. That's how I feel about comedy. I don't know. I normally, it's more boring not to try and be funny.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
I don't really like being serious about anything. I find it really dull, don't have any opinions.
Yeah, but also that's the way. So Francis, when he was at university and school and things, he was quite funny. And so that's how he used to pick up girls.
Well, I mean, I guess not intentionally. There wasn't like a strategy. It was just an unexpected byproduct of my...
You were quite creepy and used to just, you know...
Well, which is it? Am I funny or am I creepy, Jamie?
You can be both, mate. Yeah. Trust me. Getting any backstage in comedy. Read the news, actually.
Yeah.
Did you have a specific style of comedy at school?
I love how you turned it. You said it and then felt a bit awkward. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, this is what Paxman does, isn't it?
I don't know. I used to prank people a lot.
Pranker. You're a pranker.
I'm a bit of a prankster. Original prankster.
He used to basically like tie girls down and then go, oh, prank. And then that was the thing he used to do.
Christ. There's a couple of YouTube videos like that. A guy called Sam Pepper. Anyway, a couple of articles actually about stuff like that. Well.
Wait, so Risa, when...
I've never tied anyone, just to clarify, never tied anyone down.
You've never tied anyone?
Never tied anyone down.
Metaphorically.
I've tied plenty of people down metaphorically. I've bogged people down in quite a lot of
I'll tell you what then. Before we get into like having a chat with you and things like that, I've got a couple of questions for you about maybe... It's not to do with tying people down, but maybe a couple of questions. You ready? So I want to know, why can you no longer go to the chemist?
Is this a set up for a joke?
Yeah, you know, not for a joke. You can't go to the chemist anymore for some reason. Because you used to go in and go and look for... things, supposedly.
Can't go to the chemist anymore.
You kept embarrassing yourself at the staff due to asking for different things.
Oh, this was years ago.
Yeah, so what did you do?
Yeah, I had some issues when I moved into my... if this is what I think it is, there's loads of chemists I can't go to.
Yeah,
so it's
really?
It's hard to know which... there was one where it was like I had to stop... basically, I let me try and remember. I think basically what happened is I had an ingrown hair... in an uncomfortable position.
Where was it?
It's never comfortable, is it? But
in your ass crack? Or?
No, front garden.
Oh, right.
It was more like on the belt line. So like the worst place, if you're not comfortable wearing tracksuit bottoms in public, to have an ingrown hair, which I'm not because I'm an adult. And at the same time, I got myself some butt issues. So it was genuinely like, well, I can't stand up or sit down, so I'm basically done.
Wait, hang on, let's slow this down.
Have a bath 100% of the time.
I'm confused.
And so I went in.
Let's slow this down for a second. So you had an ingrowing hair on the belt line, which is uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah.
And then what did you have in your butt?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's not what was in my... It's what wasn't in my butt. That was, no, it was, I think, at the time...
You think,
I
had given, you know.
Well, this was ages ago, and I've tried to repress it, thanks, Jamie. I don't know what your research team is up to, going through my bins to look at the prescriptions I've had to write myself and fake sign. But
we were going to go through your bins, and then we thought we'd get you arrested. So we.
I think I had what is known in the biz as a stress-induced anal fissure.
Oh, I've had one. Welcome to
stress
the
part. Induced.
Yeah, I've had, no, not stress, not stress.
No, you guys. What happened? How did you do yours then? Physically?
I got given a wedgie.
Okay,
yeah.
with knives. Were you wearing chainmail at the time?
That's trauma induced.
How old were you when you?
I had
got a wedgie.
I had a wedgie done to me, and then I was like, "What the hell is it?" And every time I took a poo,
it's awful.
Every time I took a poo, it was like I would go. And also, you know, when you, as a guy, or maybe as a girl, you might know. You know, when you go to the loo and you know it's going to be a big one, you're like, "Oh God!" I had one time. I kid you not, this is no word of a lie. I'm going to tell you because there's no word of a lie. Taking a poo and had this anal fish, didn't know what it was, just hurt every time I did it. I was like, what the hell is that? And it was so big, I had to use my hand to pull out the rest of the shit because it was so painful.
Oh my God. I mean, you brought this up. But you didn't have to ask me about this.
Don't worry, I used kitchen gloves, so it was fine.
That is, how did you wash the dishes the next day, for fuck's sake?
Oh my
Christ.
God. So you guys are part of some weird club.
No,
that I don't
I'm not in that
join.
Cult. Don't tar me with that shit covered brush.
Okay, hang on. So let's start there. So you had anal fissure and you had an ingrown hair.
Yeah, the ingrown hair had become this big like spot that was just like really painful and uncomfortable.
Did you try and squeeze it?
Yeah, and that obviously made it much worse.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to go to the... And I just moved. This is like 3 years ago and I hadn't registered for a doctor. So I had to go and sit in a clinic for fucking ages. And sitting down on those school chairs isn't great when you've got a cut in your asshole. So I went there and then it was really weird because like doctors get annoyed if you go for more than one thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like, well, it's in the same area. I've just got to turn around. So it doesn't really count
as connected.
A different thing. Yeah.
So let's just say Reese. So they go, Reese, James, can you please come to the doctor's surgery? And you sort of shuffle. Mm-hmm. And you sit down and you go, hi, doctor, I've got an ingrowing hair just here. And they go, okay. And you go, also...
I actually didn't know I've got gas now as well. I didn't know it was an ingrowing hair. It was just like a painful...
spot.
Red mark that I'd like kind of forgotten it was a spot. Yeah, and it kind of like had become a bit pussy. And
so you were like, well, it's cancer.
Like,
there we
something's
go.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So I was like, something's going on here. So I said, what's this? And then she gave me some antibiotics for that. And then she said, also, FYI, things aren't great in the garage. So can you help me there?
And then she I love like, it. You call it a
like,
garage.
Well, it's more of a shed, actually. To be fair. So I was like, the shed is broken. There's stuff going on in the shed that makes it feel like the shed has had a curry every day for the last 100 years.
Did it take her a while to work out, you know, what you were referring to?
100%, because obviously I'm speaking so euphemistically.
What? So
what are you talking about curry, man? I'm a doctor. Don't waste my time. I'm a GP. Respect me.
So she was obviously going, shed?
Yeah.
Shed? I don't... What do you mean shed? I wouldn't call it a shed, though. I would say...
It's in the back garden.
It's in the background. But a shed seems a bit... I mean, if I'm thinking of your arsehole as a shed, I'm thinking it's like dingy and full of like spades.
Full of tools.
Call a spade is what I say.
Yeah, that's what I would be thinking.
It is. There's all trinkets and gadgets up there.
You never know what might happen.
So you can't go because you went and asked for... being
I went there and
twice.
Then I had to go like, you have to go. Also, the problem is that the cream, if you do have an anal fissure, which you all know, is called anusol. Right? And you don't just pick it up. It's behind the counter. You have to say that out loud. You have to say those words out loud. I'm not doing it.
Hang on. So Francis, so let's play this out. Role play it for all the listeners. Let's role play. So Francis, you are the, you're the person behind the desk in the chemist. Reese, you're playing yourself. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, you've
it's
got
all it's all I've ever done.
Okay. So hang on. So you're walking in and you're going to say, ring.
Thank you.
Hello, you being served?
No, just browsing. Just browsing for a sec. Okay.
Okay, let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, actually, I do have this prescription. Can I redeem?
Yes, let me this, have a look at that.
Actually, I just ask, I've always wondered, do chemists, can they understand what a prescription is for, what the antibiotics is for? Would they know?
Yes, this is anusol. Which is, it's anusol for...
excuse me, are you guys going to be long?
Soothers.
Are you going to be long?
Or? Sorry, he's just getting some anusol.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So this is obviously for your anal fissure. Yeah, so I do, I'm actually...
You do know.
...a trained pharmacist for...
Okay. What's the training like then if you have to...
Rigorous.
Yeah. Rigorous is the word of the week, actually, for me.
Yeah.
Not been great. Not
so
been a great week.
It must be painful, actually, the...
Sometimes.
Fissure.
Sometimes. Depends on what I'm up to.
Yeah. That's, you know, self-evident.
Why? What are you looking at?
Oh,
what can you see in my face?
No, I can just tell that would hurt.
Mm. Yeah. And I'll have a Lucozade as well.
Unfortunately, we're out of Lucozade.
Of course you are, yeah. You out of Anusol?
No.
Plenty of Anusol, aren't you? Because no one's asking for the old Anusol. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'll just get that Anusol for you and be right back.
Good stuff. You got any thrush stuff? I had that about a week later, genuinely.
Oh, what?
Also, you know when you get thrush medicine, do you know?
Mm-mm.
One fucking tablet. It's about 20 quid. They give you a thing that's like as big as a whole pack of tablets.
No, that's
you open
called
it,
the pill. That's
one tablet.
That's like the morning after pill.
No,
mate. Maybe you took the wrong pill.
I've not. Come on. I'm not asking for tartan paint, all right?
Probably why you have a sensitive nipple.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay, fine. I got another question for you. So that was the first one about the chemist. The next question.
I was asked if I wanted to do this podcast, it wasn't sold to me like this. It was actually sold. Jamie and Francis will talk about their private parts. And then you'll just talk about being a comedian. It wasn't, please can we know about everything that's ever gone wrong with your bum hole and groin for your 28,000 listeners once.
Yeah, but that's in a day.
Just so. Close your eyes and actually just imagine it's a stadium, or at least just over a quarter of Wembley Stadium listening.
Okay. Yeah, I like that we haven't filled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also they're just in the West Stand.
Yeah, and we're facing the other way because we didn't know.
Where is everyone?
God, we've not planned it in the round.
I know, but Reese, you are... Listen, this is private parts. We've spoken about our private parts, so this is all about you. We have another one for you. Ready for this? Why did you have on your shell... What did you have on your shelves in your family home?
Is this a...
Something to do with Kinder eggs or something like that? Kinder toys?
Kinder toys?
Didn't you have hundreds of Kinder toys?
No.
What?
No, genuinely, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you not?
What is this? What is this in reference to?
He might deny this, but his brother showed his flatmate.
Right. This isn't true. So okay. This is my flatmate fucking around.
Okay, bye.
Mate, trying to make me riff on Kinder toys.
Okay, we got another one ready. Please explain to us what martingale is.
Mm.
Okay, martingale, what's that?
You know, I don't believe that you don't already know the answer to this. But
I don't know martingale, I swear to God.
Okay, let me tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this goes back...
Do we settle in for the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 months.
Hold on, so, not settled in, hold on.
I'd say, yeah, this must have started 6 months ago. So, my housemate is a robot, okay? He's an insane man, he's a weird maths boy. He's a comedian as well, I'm not telling you his name. He doesn't deserve the press if he's not going to turn up. So, he, one day we were just sitting around... And then he just suddenly just went, I've just figured it out. You can just win roulette if you just always bet double if you lose. You will never lose roulette. right? And he just did the maths, right? So basically, the logic is if you put £10 on red,
yeah,
and then red loses, then you put £20 on red,
yeah,
then you'll win 40 and you'll have 10 profit from that, sure, 30 that you've bet. And if you keep doing that, you just endlessly have to double it. You can never lose.
The only rub is that you have to have endless funds in, yeah, order to never lose.
Yes, but you're from Made in Chelsea, so let's not bother with that.
That is true. Right, we have endless funds.
Exactly, have endless funds. That's why we're in this, let's call it a room.
You said it was professional.
What's professional?
This room.
It's more professional than I expected when I was told. We're going to talk about your arsehole for an hour.
It's professional until he walked away. Oh, this is professional. Now he's met us.
The room is misleading. So we then were like, you know what? We've got to go and try it. So we went and we worked out you have to take, I think it's £320 or £310 if you're going to do it to start, which gives you, I think, 5 spins of getting it wrong before you are out of money. And we kind of agreed we'll never withdraw more than that. That's our limit, £320 or whatever it was. So we went to the casino, we were doing it, and we couldn't believe how easy it was. Don't gamble. By the way, we couldn't believe how easy it was.
I love that. To all listeners, it was
gambling's
bad. Like free money.
It was so free and easy, but gambling's bad, and you shouldn't get involved with it. It's how I make my living, but you know, that's a separate thing. I'm a millionaire, by the way. And we went, and we were doing it. It was really easy, but you really felt like you're getting away with something. Also, it felt like it was genuinely like the casino were going to kick us out. So like we were kind of like on separate tables, and we were kind of like floating around, and we were like not acknowledging
each
other.
You thought that really movie?
Yeah. We honestly, it was like Ocean's whatever. Ocean's 2.
What, you're gonna rob a bank?
Yeah. It was so lame. Like when we were just like,
it's more like Rounders. You're like,
yeah.
Were you at one point? You were like, I'm just gonna do this as a job. This is my new job.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So what happened is we would like at first it was like, okay, once you get to 50 quid, which is winning 5 times, we've got to leave because they're gonna. A man is going to come over to us and go, will you just come with me, sir? And then we're going to be taken to the back and my anal fish is going to come back with his gloves. So I can't be having that. I can't be spending all my profits on anosol. So
it's expensive, that
anosol. It's expensive. And you're paying a shame price. Anyway, so we did that, 50 quid, we would leave. Then we realised we don't need to leave at 50 quid. It was taken about 20 minutes. So we would get, the new rule was we get to 100 quid and we leave. I then go on holiday, not with the winnings. I'd already booked this holiday. The winnings were a nice bonus.
The anus holder were winnings.
I went on holiday, trying to get a new climate to my butt. And then I came back and my housemate has basically just got the stacks of cash. He's got like, he's now just like 1200 quid up.
You're lying. There's no,
he's now just like, he's been doing it for like, I only went for like 4 days. He's just been going twice a day. He's now got a grand or something just in cash in his room.
It's like he's dressed going, up in a suit so and become Rain Man.
It's so easy. Well, he is like Rain Man. And there was one time when, so we were just like, what we would do is if we were doing a gig in central London, just on the way, we would just go to one of the Hippodrome or one of those casinos, Empire or something like that, and then just like go and do our gigs or whatever. But then it got to a point where we both wouldn't have a gig one night and we would just go get an Uber to a casino.
Oh, addiction.
That's how it works. Oh, this is a full-on gambling addiction.
Suddenly you're just doing heroin by yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. So we were doing that. And there was one occasion when we were like, cool, let's go. I'll just go get ready. And then I just went and got changed. And then I came out and he was like, you ready to go? And he was wearing a suit. but he was joking. But it was very funny.
But the problem is it works until you have a streak of losses.
Oh, there's an end to the story. Don't you worry. So then there was this one day we went to this, we'd Ubered to this casino, Uber Lux. We were feeling flush. And then
champagne spray on the windows. All the cheesing, all the chargers.
Exactly. No Hummer limos available at that short notice. We got there and we were like, just martingaling it. Martingaling our way
through. Did you get out the rooftop when you arrived?
Oh, by the way, the reason it's martingale is because we then discovered this is an ancient system called the martingale system. So as soon as we Googled it, after a couple of days of doing it, we were like, oh, this has been going for years. And every article on the internet says, do not do this, you will die. But we're like, okay, well, it worked for Martin Gale for a bit, so I'm sure it's going to be fine for us. We went and this is like the final occasion that we went together because we went in and my housemate, we always just like get 100 quid up and then we'll leave. And by this point, I've probably now made 300 quid from it and he's now got a grand and a bit. And we were there and he got to 100 quid profit and then I was on 80. So I was like, all right, just give me 10 minutes and I'll get it to 100. But then it took a while.
Give me 10 minutes, I love that. Don't worry, give me 10 minutes.
It took a while. So I then lost a few times in a row. And then I got it back and I got it to 90 and da, da, da. In the meantime, he had continued gambling, which is the main rule, is at 100 we stop.
Yeah, exactly.
But he had continued gambling, big mistake. It got to a point where he was then like, oh, I'm basically about to lose it all. He had to go and withdraw some more money because he had to put down 640 or whatever it was, 600 and something or 700 and something on one spin. Right, it got to a point where he's like, oh, this is now all my winnings. Everything rests on this. For, bear in mind, an extra tenner. And he puts it down, this 700, and we watch the spin. He was the only person on this table. We watch it spin just to the wrong colour. And he loses it all. And we just go, oh, my God. And then we're walking out of the casino. And he says to me, oh, it's weird, isn't it? How we both lost it all on the same day. And I could have said nothing. But I went, what are you talking about? I won 100 quid. And then he was just like, oh, fuck. And then I went, yeah, should we split the Uber? And then we went home and he hasn't done it since. However, recently, I bumped into a different comedian who told me a story about how I was early for a gig, really early. And I just arrived at this gig and said, you're not on for like an hour and a half, so go and come back if you want. And I was nothing to do. I was in Leicester Square, so I went and martingaled it solo. Made myself 80 quid, got out of there. Then I went to the comedy
martingaled store. Martingaled it's the best.
I was martingaling it. Martingaled my life away. And then I went to the comedy store to meet up with another comedian called Ivo Graham. And he was like, oh, I went to the casino recently before a gig. I felt so guilty. I lost 20 quid. Then I got home. I wrote out this thing called the Martingale System. I said, you are not going to believe your luck. You do not know who you're talking to. You are talking to Gail Jr. And then I said, I'm taking you martingaling tomorrow. We met up before his gig the next day and martingaled it. And it was the most exhilarating experience of my life. I'm back on the horse. It's amazing. It's incredible. And since then, that other housemate who lost it all on martingale has lost it all again on Bitcoin. So it's good. It's good times in my flat. Not bad.
Just quickly, with the martingaling, when the pit bosses look at you in a weird way when you're like putting it down? Do they kind of get...
They look at you in a way like you're such a school child because you think you're doing like a really impressive, cool system. I've only just realised everyone is doing a much more complex system with the numbers.
Yeah, guessing the numbers.
Yeah, everyone's doing like a thing where they're going, okay, I'm going to do these quarters because it's heavier or some shit like that. So it's like some loser putting a tenner on red and going, ha. They're just like, they obviously want you to do it because I will lose.
Yeah, yeah,
eventually.
Exactly. And they know that you're going to bet big and on the last bet.
And I'll lose. But, you know, it's a way of life. It's a cult and it's my religion.
Buddy, that was very funny. We have what we always do in private parts. We have something called the question of the week. Now, normally we get the question of the week wrong. It's where Francis reads us a question. We have to guess what the answer is. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
Okay, Francis, question of the week.
How much does one teaspoon of a neutron star weigh?
Reese?
And I have to guess the answer.
Yeah, I know this one.
How do you know this one?
I just know. I know my astrophysics.
God, this is so annoying. Because
name the star again.
Me?
Yeah, what was the name of it?
I've not been listening any of this time.
A neutron star.
It weighs nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, shit, that was quite a good guess. 4 kilograms.
4 kilos.
Yeah, I thought you knew it.
28 grams.
28 grams.
28 grams.
One teaspoon.
Yeah, yeah. 28 grams.
28 grams in one teaspoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So about an ounce.
Yeah, about that. You some sort of dealer as well.
Yeah, what is this? What is this podcast? Yeah,
what? Oh, 28 grams.
An ounce, you say? Do you want to put it in a little bag?
Well, from my gold business, yes.
Oh, okay, sure.
Have you got a gold business?
Yeah, I had a gold mine, yeah.
I also martingale's a gold mine, mate. That's the real gold mine.
I actually, you know, sold it just to go into.
Yeah.
I heard about this martingale system. I thought, what am I doing?
Also, I got to be honest with you guys. Normally, what we do is we have a diary, and I don't have a diary this week because I was skiing last week.
Shouldn't that be a perfect thing to diary?
Nah, I was on the slopes. I was skiing.
You had diarrhea.
It's a pretty bum-based podcast, isn't
yeah.
it? I've only ever done a diary twice in my life, and they were both holiday diaries when I was six. So, mate, there's no excuse.
I keep finding all of my old... Because I keep a diary. I used to keep a diary for, like, 2 months, and then I'd not keep it again for, like, 3 years, and then I'd go back. Mm. And when I was doing some particular thing of note in my life, I'd keep a diary. So I've got a collection of diaries, all in different books.
Are they here?
Even though they're all unfinished, they've got like 20 pages done.
And then they're just left?
Then they're done.
You could do like the most disjointed, hard to follow autobiography.
Yeah, 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 exactly. This sprawling biopic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Boyhood. We normally have a diary, but we don't have a diary. However, we're going to speak about your diary, Francis, in part two, so that's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, stick around for part two because we still have Reese. We have Francis's diary.
And we all know you want to know how much a teaspoon of a neutron star weighs.
Exactly. Ooh,
That's that thing. I don't want to whisper it. You put me under pressure.
Would you say booga booga
bye? But there's that. That's that creepy thing that people do. The AMSRM or whatever it is. ASMR. There's people who get obsessed with like whispering
or like folding
sheets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so weird.
See you in part two.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.